Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm here at the OECD in Paris to report from the Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. In an earlier session, we were talking about how global production patterns have changed radically and trade is increasingly happening through entities in global value chains. I'm here with Deepapriya Bhattachary. You mentioned in the discussion earlier about the tensions between promoting global value chains and improving social welfare standards. Can you describe a little bit about how Aid for Trade can respond to this tension?
The global value chain obviously led to economic upgradation quite often. It has led to the improvement in the unit value of exports. It has led to sometimes improvement of the global market share for the developing economies. But unfortunately, this economic upgradation quite often didn't lead to social upgradation, which essentially means not only expansion of employment, but also improvement in real wages. Since the workers are quite often not getting real wages, it is largely because often the workers are very casual labor, there is high turnover, low investment in skill upgradation, and there is no incentive quite often on the part of the entrepreneurs and the lead firm, who are the buyers and the retailers in this case. So how do we resolve these tensions with public policy intervention? And public policy intervention, Aid for Trade is an important part of that in our trade governance. And what we are talking about now, the Aid for Trade, apart from removing the obstacles, the impediments in participation of the developing economy in the global market, it should also improve the capacity not only of the entrepreneurs but also of the workers in terms of gaining more value out of this value chain participation. So it is about collective action strengthening. It is about skill upgradation. It is about more compliance of the social environment within which the workers work. And for that matter, Aid for Trade can also not only do that at the enterprise level, but it can also help the enterprises to do direct marketing so that the intermediation cost doesn't become so high and the rent is taken away by the retailers and the buyers. And for that matter, one can also use information technology to facilitate that process.